We're joined by Eric Nadel. Eric is the voice of the Texas Rangers. He is a Hall of Fame voice as well from Brooklyn, and we love having him on. And, Eric, great to see you here at spring training.
Nice to see you, too. Nice to be back here for the second time in 8 days.
Yeah.
My favorite spring training ballpark.
I was hoping you would come back because Eric has got a book out, and Eric was on with us last year. And the book is now out. It was in process though when we had you on the last time, and it's called Limerick. Right?
Lim-Eric.
Yeah,
all right. Something like
I'm
that.
I'm doing the whole word. Lim-Eric. So I'm going to let you tell us about it because you gave us a preview of it. It is out and available. So right. Go ahead. Let us know.
Thanks. Well, it's a book of limericks primarily about baseball, not entirely, that I started writing last year during the season, basically for Matt Hicks, my partner, and I to amuse ourselves during what was developing as a really long Ranger season. And we decided that by the end of the year, if we did a limerick every day, we would have about 150 limericks, and I should get an illustrator and put the limericks in a book and raise money for the Ranger charity. And that's exactly what we did. So a portion of the sales goes for the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation. I found an amazing artist in Dallas named Arthur James, who did caricatures of a lot of the players, and diagrams of some of the ballparks. There's one of my favorite ones in there is about AT&T Park, and the drawing of AT&T Park in itself like should be a poster. It's just phenomenal, and it was an interesting process getting permission, you know, from some of the people to actually put a caricature of them in the book. Pat Vendetti, for example, was one of them, and Bruce Bochy was another one. So the other day, in surprise, I actually had the pleasure of going into the Giants clubhouse before the game and presenting a book to each one of those and showing them the finished product of the limerick about them and the drawing that went with it.
How hard is it to do a limerick every day?
Some days it's hard, some days it's easy. It's almost an addictive thing. And let somebody, I'll hear a line somewhere, and I'll say, "Oh, that's a line from a limerick."
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it every day anymore. It's a whole lot easier now that I don't have to do one every day. And the way it started, we were doing all the limericks about that particular game, the game we were broadcasting that day. When I realized, you know, we were going to do a book, I started writing limericks that were more general. For example, in San Francisco, writing the one about AT&T Park or writing the one about Bochy, yeah, rather than writing a specific limerick every day that would run in the eighth inning about what had transpired in that afternoon's game.
Well, I love it. So how does one get the book? And you've got
the book
is
available
here on
Amazon. That's the easiest way to get it. Again, it's called Lim-Eric. It was very convenient that the word Eric happened to be in the word limerick.
Very convenient for
so
you.
So that's
right.
How the title
could have been anything. It could have been Richard.
That's how it came about. Or I'm doing book signings. If anybody's over in Surprise, I'll be doing book signings there on Friday and on Sunday. I'll be doing book signings in Texas at Texas Live, which is adjacent to our ballpark regularly. But for someone not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the easiest way to do it would be to go to Amazon. Or you can send me a message on Twitter or Instagram if you want an autographed copy, and we can arrange to mail you a copy of the book. A few extra bucks for the postage.
What's your handle on Twitter?
It's Nadel E-R. And on Instagram, it's NadelEric16. And what we're doing this year, we're not doing a limerick on the air every game, but I'm posting limericks almost every day on those two accounts.
Oh, very good.
I posted one today about the fact that Arizona doesn't use daylight saving time.
We don't cotton to that kind of stuff. We don't do that.
Yeah, reminding the people in Texas that the broadcast today would come on at 3 o'clock Texas time rather than at 2 o'clock, you know, which they've all been.
Yeah, we're in Arizona. We don't take orders from anybody. That's the way we handle it here. Hey, Hunter Pence is in the lineup today. Tell us how he's doing.
Hunter's doing great. The ball's jumping off his bat. He's leading the club, I believe, in plate appearances. Yeah. He wants as many at-bats as he can get. And when I asked about it the other day, you know, he was explaining to me, and this has been very well documented by the Ranger beat writers this spring. He's working on a new swing. He's got a different swing path.
Another
after
swing.
The season last year, you know, he worked with Justin Turner's personal hitting coach in Los Angeles, then went to the Dominican Republic for 6 weeks to, you know, practice this new swing. And he wants as much playing time as he can get. Also, you know, as he quite honestly said the other day, he's got to try and make the ball club. Yeah. You know, he's in a very different situation now from, you know, the last few years with the Giants or even before that with the Astros. He's got to make the team, so he's got to play a lot. And so he's over here today as the designated hitter. He's leading off. Yeah. He's had a bit of a shoulder issue with his throwing shoulder, so he hasn't played the outfield yet. But he told me yesterday he plans to play the outfield tomorrow, and that'll be the first time he's out on the field. The Rangers have maybe a leadership void with the retirement of Adrian Beltre. Hunter's the guy who could fill that if he makes the ball club, but they really don't have an obvious spot for him on the roster. Perhaps the Rangers will only carry 12 pitchers at the start of the year. They have a few days off rather than 13. That would open a spot for him. Or maybe they option out Willie Calhoun, the guy who's penciled in as the fourth outfielder and probably doesn't need any more AAA time, but maybe to have Hunter's presence, they send out Willie at least at the start of the year. But the ball's jumping off his bat. He's also running really well. He has four stolen bases already this spring, and he's so much fun to be around. Such a great influence.
Oh, great. I hope, we all hope he makes it. He was a big hero in San Francisco. Drew Smyly goes today. He's had a long history of injuries. What should we expect today?
Yeah, he hasn't pitched in the last 2 years. He had Tommy John surgery in 2017. And, you know, he's penciled into the Rangers rotation. Yes. Rangers got him in a deal actually from the Cubs in the offseason, for whom he never pitched. He was rehabbing with the Cubs, never actually went to the mound for them. So Smyly will be pitching for the third time. He went one inning the first time, two innings the second time. He said now he's throwing all of his pitches in the first game. He was basically just throwing fastballs with a couple of curves. And, you know, he's a really important guy for the Rangers, along with two other guys who didn't pitch last year, Shelby Miller and Edinson Volquez. So we have three guys coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Good luck.
To fill out the rotation, yeah, along with Lance Lynn and Mike Minor, who are the two guys who are actually healthy with a lot of big league
experience.
I like
Mike Minor. I think Mike Minor's terrific.
He had a tremendous year. Big second half.
Yeah.
He was readjusting to starting after having been a reliever the year before and missing 2 years before that. But the gloves will be off this year, and, you know, he won't be limited by very strict innings counts and pitch counts as he was last year.
Who's the new manager?
Chris Woodward, who had been the Dodgers' third base coach the last 3 years. Great youthful energy. He's 42 years old. He's got an infectious personality. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for me. You know, I deal with the manager every day, and, you know, getting a chance to talk to him every day, I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Tell us again the name of the book.
The book is called Lim-Eric. And look for page 34, I left my heart at AT&T.
Oh, beautiful picture. Wow,
and
gorgeous.
That's the one I'm telling Giants fans to go to. There's also one that's called Bochy's Calm, which is about Bruce Bochy's never-changing disposition.
Beautiful.
We have a beautiful drawing.
Great illustrations. Really, the illustrations are almost worth the book.
Yeah. Thanks,
very
Marty.
Nice. All right, great to have Eric Nagel with us. Take care. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.